The middle class goes Bollywood.
You know, you can buy your local shirts here in India, or you can buy your stuff from Brooks Brothers, for example. So, you know, the way you dress. Also, a lot of it is also, you know, personal hygiene, for example. Here in India, you know, people still, you know, they chew their tobacco, they spit on the street. You know, a lot of the, some of the middle class and upper class don't do that. So there's certain ways that you can sort of differentiate yourself.
Economists have suggested that America's dreamy, cash-flush middle class may have been outsourced to Asia, especially China and India, where suddenly economic mobility and consumer spending aren't just things to see in American movies, they're homegrown. As American families struggle, a look at the slumdog middle class, half a world away. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Yes, the middle class has some exchange students as we look across to Asia's middle class this morning. It's Wednesday, September 29th. Celeste Headlee is out, so I'm once again joined by young Todd Zwillick in Washington. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John. Good to be with you this morning. Let's get a check on the top news this morning. Security fears in Europe may be connected to stepped-up U.S. drone attacks in Pakistan. Multiple reports this morning say terrorists based in Pakistan were in the advanced planning stages of simultaneous Mumbai-style attacks in Germany and France and Britain. ABC News is reporting the information is largely based on the interrogation of a suspected German terrorist now in U.S. custody. French officials particularly have been on edge recently, evacuating the Eiffel Tower yesterday for the second time in 2 weeks. In the 2008 Mumbai attacks, you'll remember, several heavily armed teams attacked multiple targets, leaving 171 people dead, John.
The connection to Pakistan, though, those attacks were traced back to the tribal region of Pakistan, the same area that's now the site of a flurry of attacks by U.S. Predator drones. There have been 21 attacks in the area this month, more than double the previous high, drone attacks, that is. U.S. intelligence officials confirmed some of those missile strikes are aimed at disrupting the suspected terror plots in Europe. Tim Marshall is the foreign affairs editor for CBS partner network Sky News.
I'm led to believe that a number of these drone attacks were designed against the leadership of this particular plot. And they have taken out, killed, several of the leaders. And this last bit's quite important. It's why the terror threat level has not risen.
Sourced to U.S. security officials, Sky News says the threat continues. Meanwhile, Pakistan is investigating reports that a CIA missile strike killed Al-Qaeda's number three commander near the Afghan border. These kind of reports are difficult to fully verify, and many who are reported to have been killed have turned up alive later, so we're still checking the details there. President Obama is trying to fire up Democrats during a four-state campaign swing.
If everybody who fought for change in 2008 shows up to vote in 2010, we will win.
Looking for middle-class voters around the country and speaking in Wisconsin, the president said being apathetic in November could cost Democrats if Republicans gain power in Congress. He heads to Iowa and Virginia later today. The administration did score a victory in federal court. A judge ruled that the government funding of stem cell research can continue while a case makes its way through the appellate courts. And for the first time in more than a century, the number of young adults who have never been married is more than the number of those who are. Overall, census statistics show the number of people getting married dropped to a record low last year as more couples put off getting hitched because of the recession. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 10,858. The S&P opens at 1,194. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,379. This morning, continuing our conversation from yesterday, the religious are more likely to be ignorant of basic facts about religion. That's according to a study by Pew. We'll hear what listeners have been saying. We'll also explore whether this calls for education about religion in schools where, hey, remember, you can't pray. Those are later on in this hour. But in a few minutes, do you earn what you're worth? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. The middle class may have been outsourced to China and India. What does that mean? All coming up.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.